Yes, yes, yes. You are all tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And with us, I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher. Episode
of Red Pill Hardcore. Hey, everybody, we are here.
And Will Turbin.
Ha ha!
My co-host, Bill the Butcher.
Hey,
and also, well, we have our guest, Will Turbin, and I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. Maybe it's from our guest, presidential candidate, Kristen T. Harris, and
let me see. Let me take a look here, guys. Hold on.
Maybe it's from our presidential candidate, Kristen T. Harris, and
I think it's probably the Reptiloids.
Let me see. Let me take a look here, guys. Hold on.
I'm just hearing myself back on top of myself and along with you guys. But anyways, for those of you listening, if it's normal for you, I'll keep talking. So I'm just hearing myself back on top of myself.
I got absolutely nothing running right now.
Well, no, what's happening, Jay, is we got a politician on here, and he's talking out of both sides of his mouth already, okay?
Well, it's not uncommon for, just like I said last night, when Kristen didn't come on because he was feeling ill, I've had some very incredible guests scheduled to appear on my shows. Incredible. A lot of times it takes some really hardcore convincing to get them on, because they'll tell me they've gotten sick out of the blue, like really bad. And it's like, okay, what I know about the chemtrails, the desiccated red blood cells they're spraying on us, and the fact they can lower our immune system with the frequency, you know, they can get anyone sick at any time. It's the remote control that they have on us. When I say they, I mean the secret government. I've had, again, top-tier guests, and it's like, oh, I'm too sick, too sick. Now, I do believe these people. I mean, I talk to people of incredible moral fiber, high morals, high, great character. I know they wouldn't lie to me. These are the type of people like, you know, I don't think your show's big enough, or you're a nut. I don't want to be associated with you. They wouldn't have a problem saying that. But no, they're like, I would love to come onto your show. And then they get sick. So that's probably the majority of the high level guests that I have. But here you are.
We are not a nut. We are the biggest show on the biggest network on the internet. So if you don't want to appear on our show, we are sorry for you, okay?
Well, and you know what? If we have technical issues, I would not doubt that, but we have a great tech board up, so we're gonna power through. We've already got callers, so let's go with line 11, DeVito.
Yes, DeVito, here.
Yes, you have a question for a presidential candidate here.
I was just calling in. I was expecting questions for me regarding, like, the government or whoever making it hard for targeted individuals to, you know, get whatever message they want to get across. I've been dealing with that a lot, with phishing, spoofing, and it doesn't seem like it's a hacker thing, because it's just so fluid, you know? And I was looking for advice maybe on what I can do about circumventing that. It's trickled down to my family members, even as if they're part of this this grand scheme to just belittle my natural uplifting and positive vibe towards everybody. Just wondering what I can do.
What you're saying, you're a targeted individual, and you're targeted by the secret government here, and it's you're underneath the social engineering program, and you're having a hard time, and you need advice on dealing with it.
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Harris. Right.
So. It's even trickled down to, like, if I have any, like, I can't call 911 if I have any issues. Because they're not going to call.
I've been there with you, my friends. But do we still have Mr. Harris on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. You guys still can hear me here, right?
Okay, now we hear you. Did you have any advice for our caller?
Well, I have some enlightenment on the subject. I don't know if I have advice. I do know that I've done a little research into these targeted communities. Specifically, when I read an article by the MSM about a town, like a small town, who all claim to hear voices in their head at the same time. And I started researching it, and then I learned about, you know, voice of God technology. And then I fell upon Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory, where he talks about targeted individuals. And the one thing that they all had in common was that they all upset somebody within the government or were activists at some level, which was just an interesting common thing for them all to have, and they all believed that the government would be targeting them. I mean, even look at the Navy Yard shooter from a few years ago. He called in saying that there was a microwave weapon, you know, portraying voices in his head, and he is trying to make it stop. I believe that there are things you can do. I know that some people, you know, they turn to like lead lining and different things like that. It's almost gives the credence to the tinfoil hat. You know, they literally require you to change the way you live, the way you sleep, and it's expensive. So yeah.
I'm not getting voices in my head at all. I'm getting a lot of just tinkering with my devices. And I wouldn't be surprised if I pissed somebody in the government off. Like, I'm not trying to please anybody in the government, so that would be very easy for me to do to piss them off. I really feel like it took a real turn for the worse when I was on one of these, one of those websites that you go on with a lot of like pretty ladies just doing their cam web. I'm on one of those cam websites, and I'm like just saying a lot of nice stuff because I don't really have any negative things to say to anybody. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I maybe sometimes people can get jealous that you're saying you're saying positive things. I don't know if these girls are. Have husbands or whatnot.
That is kind of my concern about this.
No. You're on cam websites with girls?
I was.
It's a newer.
Don't do that, dude. Don't do that. Okay, just take my advice. Don't do that. You're gonna end up with a dude. Okay.
Okay, Butcher. I have a theory about this.
How would I end up with a dude?
There's this whole thing about, you know, why prostitution isn't legal, and it's not really a moral issue for the government. They don't want prostitution to be legal because they can't track the money. They can't tax every dollar. They can't, no one's going to honestly claim all their tips. You know, that's why prostitution isn't legal.
That is the problem.
They can't.
That is the problem, actually, too.
Well, and then
I'm not spending any money.
Let me finish. All right,
go ahead.
And they also cannot. They don't want people independent of the wage slave system. You know, if you're at home and you're making your own money, you're your own boss, well, there's nobody that's putting you under the MK Ultra, you know, traumatization, and there's nobody that has their finger on the control button. So that's why this hacking comes along. They don't want you supporting that system, paying these cam girls, and that sort of thing.
Well, I want to say something to the caller. Caller, I wasn't insulting you. I have been a victim of this myself, and I would advise you be very careful with anyone you meet on the internet, because I worked for Steve Jobs for a long time, and I can tell you right now, these people are not what you expect. That's just my warning to you as a friend, okay? I'm not insulting you anyway.
I can second that, Bill, too. I actually met somebody online. We had a 7-year relationship. It wasn't until about 6.5 years in that I found out that it was really a dude. So I can attest to that.
Isn't there a movie?
Oh, that's the word.
I'm pretty sure there's a Hollywood movie that came out a few years back about that. Did they get the script from you over there or what?
Oh, really? No, I didn't even catch that Hollywood movie. I haven't watched a Hollywood movie in a long time, although I did go see The Joker. And I had boycotted Hollywood for a while. I did go see The Joker, but no, that was just a stupid joke. Like, I was dating somebody for 6.5 years and didn't realize they were a man, just to lighten the tension up there. But no, caller, I'm interested to see. So you think this all happened because... Okay, go ahead, B. Sorry.
We should get to our next caller here.
Let me just end by saying with the prostitution thing, it has not, like, So that's the issue there. I do not spend money. I just enlighten people's moods. So I don't know how that, you know what I mean? I'm quick to not care if it gets into a political argument, you know what I mean? I like spicing up the chat room, you know what I mean? And I'm very liberal when it comes to
Are these your future commercial donors calling in here?
I don't know, but I put my theory out there. But we need to go to line one with Jeff.
Caller, be very careful. Very careful. You have a chance of meeting Chris Hansen, okay? Be very careful, okay?
Pornhub calls into RBN, makes a claim on air. Just kidding.
Okay, can we have Jeff? Line one, please.
Hey, I think Jeff's gone. Oh, I'm here.
Okay, Jeff, you have a call for us.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah. It's
going great. Quite a few. I've got a friend of mine. And
Jeff, come on, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, caller. Go ahead. Yeah, what's your question?
We got you. Go ahead, man.
All right, so I've got a friend in the Oklahoma area. She's a lawyer, and she's going to be, I guess, working with us in the group of targeted individuals. She's already got a group she's working with on a class action lawsuit. My question, I guess, for the candidate is going to be, what's your stance is, I can guess what I think it's going to be. What's your stance when it comes to the CIA, the feds, the FBI, in terms of where they're at right now? We all have our opinions on them, but what would be your goals, in terms of seeing this government reform?
Well, I mean, there's no lie behind the truth there with the CIA that there's definitely good people that work there, and there's criminal elements, the deep state, and you can tie that back all the way back to the JFK assassination and more, that there's corrupt elements of our government kind of directing things here and there. You know, I think a lot of it's going to end up being automated, you know. They're going to basically have artificial intelligence running a lot of things. You're starting to see it right now with citizen threat scores, with citizen rankings, with these God's Eye type technology where it's Google Earth with real life TiVo like capabilities where you can zoom in to somebody leaving their house, walking in their car, driving to work, and find out exactly where they are at all times and have like nonstop surveillance. And I think a lot of that's going to be automated because there's going to be no way the human brain and humans will be able to keep up with the amount of work that's required to do this dystopian type police state surveillance, because that's definitely where we're going with the future. You know, look at things like fusion centers, Stingray technology, Hailstorm technology, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're not getting into, you know, other things like predictive technologies behind AI, where I'll be able to predict things, and then we get into pre-crime and thought crime. You know, those are that are going to be coming down the lane, especially once they start having things like synthetic telepathy, you know, where people are going to try to have a hive mentality, and, you know, what's privacy going to be like then? I don't know. There's a lot coming around down the road, but I think that the CIA and the FBI both have grown way too large. The need for them at times is important, obviously, domestic terrorism, foreign terrorism, but I think that the system we have in place right now isn't keeping us any safer, and it's a waste of taxpayer money.
Absolutely. Hey, do you have time for me to ask one more question for you?
Yes? Yeah, go ahead. I'm here for you.
Go right ahead.
Okay, awesome. Okay, thanks, B. Let me pull this up. So I am working with, trying to work with the NRA with forming a better balance, an idea or a platform for a better balance of power, something that we can work out. My goal, I was speaking to the .gov administration for setting up a militia.gov. The goal would be to, take a little bit of that power away from the CIA, the military, and give it back to the people, have that be a government organization, but ran directly from the people, called militia.gov, and working with the NRA. What are your thoughts on, do you think that's something that would be a beneficial idea, or do you think that'd be something that would be more of a, what do you see going on there? What would be your thoughts on that, the militia.gov idea?
I mean, do you want people to know who's all in the militia and who's not? Do you want to have a huge list so if for some reason our government is corrupt, they have a list of everyone that they want to target? I mean, kind of that's what Google does when they do the Google Maps and, you know, they send the house surveys of who has guns in the home and not. The question is how much authority and how much power should government really have? And I think that, you know, we're allowed to have a militia, and I think it's a good thing. But at the same time, what happens a lot of times in these movements is government chills end up running them. You see that with the KKK, the Black Panthers, even in Occupy, and even going back all the way to the Castro movement with Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, allegedly being a CIA asset, according to Judith Baker, his former lover. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, they always seem to run it either way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. The infiltrators. So we're going to go through commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Okay. Yes. You're tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And sorry, guys, things have been a little choppy, a little bit muddy, but we'll try to make this a little bit more streamlined. And, you know, these are all very interesting topics and questions. I do know that's a very valid point. Mr. Harris has brought up about, you know, these groups being infiltrated. I have been, and I'm still a part of media groups that are supposed to be doing the right thing. And, you know, I've seen the corruption, and I know what individual is not good for the movement and what's not. As sometimes there's, it's not even necessarily agents of the government. Excuse me. Agents of the government that are infiltrating all the time. A lot of times these groups are taken over by just egos. The cult of personality. The United States is underneath a cult of personality right now with Trump. So these things need to be kept clean and can be operated quite nicely when you have transparency. Now, posting numbers up on a website for anybody to look at might be a little bit much, but, you know, I'm a public figure. Anthony Thomas is a public figure. People who are deal with us are public figures. Our lives, we tell stories about our lives all the time. We're very transparent. The people around me know just how much money I have in my bank account. So it's you know, you're going to have commanders and presidents of these clubs and activist groups. Well, these people need to be extremely transparent. The higher the ranking up, the more transparent, the more open they have to be able to speak to anyone. Because they will always need to be questioned. You start getting someone who is secretive and feels like they are too good to give you audience, it's time for them to go. So, that isn't the case with our presidential candidate here, Kristen T. Harris. He's an open book, and he is trying to talk to the world right now. So, thank God for that. Right, Mr. Harris?
Right on. It sounds like a lot of people over by you have gotten the red pill flu, huh? I know that when I've done talk radio, I've been there too, where I've had guests where I thought they'd be, I was really excited to have them, and then they just no-called or no-showed. And sometimes it'd be days in a row. So all of a sudden you have 3 or 4 days. And some of the guests, they get back to you, and other ones, you never hear from them again. I had one like that, Natasha Vita Moore. She's big in the transhumanist movement. I don't know why she didn't end up. Well, I guess I could speculate why she didn't come on the Rundown Live. But, you know, she's not the only one. Many I probably can't remember. But if you keep trying, sometimes they come on. And other times, you know, they just get sick and then you never hear from them again. But, you know, at least you know where they lie. And it always made me work harder. Like, you know, fine, there's somebody else out there better that God wants on the program, you know, things like that. I've never looked at it as a bad thing. It's a bummer that you have to improvise, but I guess that's not what, you know, was, it, you know, the writing in the sky was for that day, you know, as far as what was going to be going on for a show. So it's all different, you know, there's a lot of things out there, and, you know, depending on who's coming on the show or not, you know, that can definitely make a difference for a radio show host. Especially if it's somebody like me, I do research about my guests before they'd come on, you know, and if I did spend time and I invested hours into this individual, they didn't show up, it would suck, you know, let's be honest. But a lot of times those guests did show up and they were fantastic shows. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. And my whole point of running as a candidate was to bring awareness to things like robotics and how it's going to change the way we live our life. Once people start getting, you know, autonomous robots in their house, they're already advertising it. It was in the news. What was it? A sleep robot. It's like being in bed with baby Darth Vader. Do you want to sleep with baby Darth Vader? Because I don't. That doesn't sound very comfortable at all, but that's a thing. You know,
Hold on. What's the purpose of a sleep robot? To help you sleep? What? I don't get this.
Yeah, it's a robot to spoon, you know, to spoon with, you know, that's.
Oh, basically. Yeah. That sounds very sleep provoking or being followed by a
probably
robot.
Vibrates or something. And, you know, makes you feel like it's nice and warm and it glows maybe at night, you know. And then if you feel like you love it, it turns around. And it goes, oh, I can tell by your, you know.
Well, hey, I want to know what it's like. Next to Baby Darth Vader. That's my
problem. Baby Vader. Baby Vader.
We're going to go to the commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendabite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendabite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Guys are back. We're back. Everyone's back. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I'm your host, Veeam. We still have Kristen DeHaris with us, transhumanist presidential candidate. Because we got to address the technological issues.
Well, everyone gets Baby Vader if I get elected. Free Baby Vader for everyone.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that, because we did not finish off on the issues of the robotic companion. Now, what if, and I know this is really an issue driven by the sexual appetite of man and the and the woman not being able to understand our logic, so and reason. So we have the robotic companion. Now, where is that going to fling humanity to? Because we know, you know, the baby boomers growing up, you know, seeing ankle was, you know, really hot, you know, on a woman. And then you go up a couple generations, you've got kids who have computers and internet and can, you know, go to Pornhub whenever they want to and see the raunchiest sex in the world. And so another generation up, we're going to have people that can just have sex with robots. Where is that going to put us socially? What's the dynamic of our society going to be at that point?
Well, should people be allowed to do this if they so choose? I mean, I'm not one to make those decisions for individuals. Is it healthy? I would argue for most people it may not be healthy, but I think having robots in the aspect of, hey, I'm going to go to work and robot makes my bed, does my dishes, cleans my house, you know, does all the things that I can't do, even mow the lawn. You know, I'm okay with robots doing that. Now, the issue is once we start talking about autonomous robots taking over jobs and, you know, future college and research, you know, what are we going to be doing in the future with all these robots as far as when they start infiltrating the job force, especially with AI? And I think that we'll always have a need for humans. I think once we start getting into space exploration, and it sounds really cool because it is really cool, nonetheless, to think that we could have something that's Star Trek-like, where we could have a bunch of people on a ship and they could be exploring the universe, because technology, it could get there with anti-aging and things like that, where they could keep you alive for longer, maybe even naturally, without having to deal with all the weird, bizarre things that go on with, you know, nanotech and anti-aging and, editing God's creation, per se. I think that, you know, what's going to happen with these robots? I don't think they're all that bad, but I think that there are people that are going to grow attached. I think there's going to be mothers that feel like part of their job has been taken, because maybe a house robot reads the children's stories at night, you know, and mom feels jealous about this. Maybe a house robot may depict forms of jealousy because it can sense whether somebody is lying or not and voluntarily give that information. Maybe house robot tells your girlfriend who you've had over in your home lately if you're one of those guys who is a little sly. You know, so there's all these ethical questions, and that's one of the main reasons I decided to run as a presidential candidate for the transhumanist party, because nobody was talking ethics.
Well, ethical, let's talk ethical here. I read an article today about a subroutine that's being put into it's put into robots where the robot can say no if you want sex. And so what we're looking at there is robot sex, which, hey, I'm all into. I mean, that's cool. I'm cool with that. You know, but, where are we going with this? All right. Where are we going with this? I mean, give me your thoughts.
Well, there's a reason they want them to have to say no. It's because they want them to feel like it's a game, either that or to encourage the rape culture, maybe. You know, there's a whole bunch of different issues dealing with that whole subject. Maybe it's, you know, they don't want them to be overly easy and be more lifelike and real, that you have to put in some effort because they don't want people to objectify women. There's all these different ethical debates that are going on right now. And obviously with sex robots, I don't know, man. I say wait till CNN reports that somebody's doing 40 years in jail because they didn't get permission from a robot to have sex with it.
Well, and also
10 years, 10 years they'll be on the, you know, CNN. So,
well, also I want to say that all minds think alike here. Hold on, I want to say that all minds think alike here, and I've always said that people, we should be doing space exploration. If the elitists are saying that that the population is getting out of control, there's too many of us. Well, it's man's destiny to spread out to the stars anyways. But as far as I see it, they want to keep a prison planet, keep us all here. What do you think about, declassifying our UFO technology that I know we have it. I know you know that we have it. we have UFO technology that was reverse engineered, and, you know, secret government is pretending to be aliens, kidnapping people and doing genetic experiments in my labs and probably pedophile chartering underground and all this stuff. We need to free ourselves by classifying all this stuff and make this available for the people. What do you think about that?
Well, it's an interesting subject. I actually got to spend a weekend with Chase Klutschka. I don't know if you're familiar with Chase. She was the head of MUFON and a master trainer, master instructor at the Department of Defense, but she handled government UFO calls. And I was giving a speech on giant human skeletons at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And she was there as a government, or not government, as a speaker talking about UFOs. And we had somebody in common, L.A. Marzulli. And L.A. actually, I brought him in via Skype for the conversation. But we spent a week together, not a week, 3 days. We spent about a weekend together, I believe. We talked a lot, and she was telling me to research UFOs, and I wasn't really into it. But then she told me to research disclosure. So they had disclosure meetings at the White House, and I had no clue that this went on. And once you watch the disclosure meetings, it leaves you with a lot of questions, and you start doing research. And yes, there's these triangular, you know, spacecrafts that are flying around, which in my opinion, are government aircraft. There was a patent, U.S. patent.
They are.
Yeah, there's a U.S. patent, U.S. patent 2006-014-5019. And that's for something that looks identical for the TR-3B, and it was denied by the government, saying it was not possible to make this device, but it looks exactly like the TR-3Bs we're seeing across the United States. And you're seeing these bizarre snake UFOs, these pill-shaped UFOs, and they're just in the news almost every day. It's very bizarre. But so I think there's some need to do some more research. I think it came out that a lot of this is government research, more so than I think extraterrestrials visiting us. But I believe that it would be naive to believe that we're alone in this galaxy or in this universe. And, you know, that there's probably more intelligent life out there, even transhuman-esque life, much like an omnipotent being like God who has a tree of knowledge, which knows everything, you know, so.
Absolutely. And I really think that is a very important discussion for the transhuman movement, especially because, well, as things become more and more automated, there is that fear and concern that there won't be any need for people. Now, of course, we do need humans, but how many? And if you ask the elites, just them.
Well, they originally said 500 million. That was what the Georgia Guidestones expressed. But from right. My understanding, they've expanded it to 1 billion. So they're being a little more generous in their churning. But the thing is, when we talk about things like space exploration, I think that there's opportunity to have an answer to the pseudoscience of eugenics. And by the way, it is a pseudoscience when we're discussing things like eugenics. I think there's plenty of room for humans in a planet. We can always develop underground and up in the sky. And, obviously there's plenty of answers that are way more rational than, hey, we just need to kill some people. We need to, decide what the best, specimens are for harvesting at, Planned Parenthood and all this other bizarre stuff that they believe to bring carbon emissions down. And if you don't believe me, there's a 2010 TED conference conversation with Bill Gates where he says through, reproductive services and vaccination, we can reduce carbon emissions by, limiting population or population control. I think that there's more rational answers out there. And I think, again, that's just an alarmist thing. The elite are worried because we have numbers. Because when you look at it, there are very few. We're very plentiful. But if they get us to a manageable amount of population, I think that in the future, and that's where we're heading, by the way, is almost a prophetic biblical future, but not quite as dystopian as we've been led to believe through, like, Image of the Beast or A Thief in the Night, you know, some of the older religious movies. But I think it's going to be way more complex, where things where, like, RFID are embedded right into your DNA via CRISPR, and your body will 100% of the time communicate with the hive, and they'll be able to download your consciousness and mind at all times and know when you're about to commit a crime or when you're at least thinking about it. You know, there's all these different things out there that we should be concerned about, and yet they call this the age of Aquarius, the age of plenty, and the question is who's going to be in this age of plenty? And I don't believe that there's a place for people like you and me. So,
let me ask you something. How is this going to get you nominated for president? How is all of this going to get you nominated for that? Please explain.
Well, first of all, you guys should know that we already had our primary election, and I was not elected. I came in third, which, by the way, I had a lot of second place, like the whole way they vote. Instead of having just one winner wins all, you can actually rank your candidates. And I had pretty much the most second place votes. I had a ton of third and fourth and a decent amount of first place votes. Surprisingly, I was probably a power ranked the second most popular candidate. But these platforms are more for educational purposes at this point, because I want you guys to get involved, to research. I want your listeners to understand what kind of ethical conversations are being happening right now. And there's people that don't want this to happen. They'd rather paint all transhumanists as crazy psychos, so it goes underground and everything then is done behind, you know, doors, instead of trying to bring awareness to it to the general public. There recently was an article, actually came out today, which was about me and other candidates, where they're like, yeah, the Rundown Live, it's a shouty show. I'm like, well, yeah, of course it's shouty. It's not going to be, putting you to sleep like NPR. And, you know, they basically tore me apart, stating I was like a conspiracy theorist. And I mean, obviously, I'm a conspiracy analyst. I've done that for a long time. So I'm not, you know, afraid to having that title, because it's not a negative thing in my viewpoint. But the context of the way they came after me and basically made me sound like I was like Alex Jones. I kid you not. When you read it, it's ridiculous. It's like, I feel like I'm yelling all the time, you know, and I'm not yelling at all. So,
Alex is a friend of mine. So please go on.
Well, listen, guys, this is something that, again, everyone needs to be aware of. We need to have not a science controlled political society, but our politicians need to be scientifically aware. I mean, you put any politician on a podium anywhere across the country, put them up on a podium and ask them about even the lower level technology that we're talking about, and they're going to be, I don't know. I'll have to consult with someone, or, you know, in his complete ignorance. I mean,
Mr. Harris.
Go ahead.
I was curious if you could lay out for myself and the audience two possible scenarios. One in which humans have a good conversation about this and we work cohesively with automation and technology, and the other one where we just fail to have a conversation about this, and then what would ensue?
Well, if we fail to have a conversation about this and bring awareness to this to where it puts pressure, money is the final end of the thing that controls everything. So if it affects the wallet, things slow down a little bit. But I think that if we don't make awareness and create awareness and get people involved in these debates, they're not going to be aware when these laws are being passed or the potential dangers of things. unless the awareness is brought to him. And so it'll be all decided by, you know, the people funding him. You know, just like we saw Monsanto, who did all the research on the glyphosate and Roundup. Monsanto, you know, hired their own people to do the research. Obviously, they're going to say Monsanto's great for you, you know, but it's that kind of mindset where it leads eventually. And so we need to pay attention and really get involved talking about, you know, all these different topics, especially when it comes to CRISPR, genetic editing, you know, designer babies. You know, there's something out there that's even more crazy that I found out. I always wondered why there wasn't a lot of talk about, you know, LGBTQ or LMNOP. I don't know what it's up to, plus five, you know, up level up 15 or, but you know, there's a reason why we don't talk about the, LGBTQ community, I think, and transhumanism is because it all normally ends to something called post-genderism. Have you ever heard of post-genderism?
No.
Post-genderism is a scientific belief, and it's the extremist view of where, you know, equal rights and, you know, the trans movement goes, where men will have wombs so they can have babies, and men and women will be designed equal so that they are able to reproduce the same way and or behave the same way, and they'll be genetically modified so there's no differences between men or women. This way, it's known as post-genderism, and we'll just be having children via, you know, artificial womb. There'll be no need to have actual physical intercourse, but they'll still have the ability to. But they're talking about things about putting on head contraptions, which will stimulate and make you feel just like you had an orgasm. But, you know, they're trying to prevent the old form of reproduction.
Demolition Man.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Demolition Man. Everything is Demolition Man when it comes down to it. And, you know, they had the self-driving cars in there. They had the cryonics. They had the three seashells, which I still haven't figured out. They had, you know, a whole bunch of things. That's a great movie. They had rat burgers and rat holes and everything else. But exactly, that's where they're going with all this. And so post-genderism is, I mean, it's the dissolving the male and female organs altogether, you know. Designer babies that will be able to eat GMOs and live on manufactured foods instead of animal foods because it's cruel to animals. So we'll just have everyone eat genetically engineered food, much like the movie, what is that one where they're all on the train, Snowpiercer, you know, and basically they're just making cockroaches in the food and feeding the people, almost Soylent Green, right? Soylent Green is people.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's where you know, designer babies will never get fat. They'll be hyper intelligent. Maybe you'll be, you know, they'll have the RFID built right into their system so they can just download K-12 into their brain in a three, you know, doses or 3 week of, you know, computer downloading doses. And you're going to have hyper intelligent youth down there. They'll be able to connect with a Google Hive Mind to retrieve information at all times and be like a walking Google and have high intelligence and have a weak form of singularity. And there's probably people right now that have brain interface chips who are doing things like synthetic telepathy where they can text each other thoughts and figure stuff right now. I'm not even joking.
No. I'm going to be releasing my documentary. It's probably on Halloween. That is going to be all about synthetic telepathy that's going on right now. You're absolutely on track there, Mr. Harris. And I can't just... The thought of us becoming essentially amoebas, just self-replicating without any sort of real sexual intercourse is... That's mind-blowing. I'm not sure how the industry would like that, especially with porn and, you know, how sex sells. Because, you know, it's all about the money shot.
Well, it's a form of control, though, too. It keeps the masses busy, and obviously it's part of the, you know, Hollywood, the druidic culture. So I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen overnight, but you're going to hear more discussions about it over the next 20 or 30 years, especially since China is mandating designer babies probably within 17 or 18 years now. And, you know, hell, if China is the only one that's going to have smart children who never get fat and can eat, you know, things made out of cockroaches, you know. So, you know, United States will probably jump on board or have the conversation or argument as China continues to buy up land in the United States. By the way, that kind of goes back to something called, Resources for Debt. It was a UN Agenda 21 thing. And so the United States is paying back debt to China by getting natural resources and different resources and making them available to them. But a lot of people don't talk about that. It's kind of something that has been kind of overlooked for a long time. So it's
our national parks, highways, super highways, toll highways, all these things are being made available to pay back the debt, and people do not realize it. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But speaking of the money shot, we are coming to the end of the show here, and I want to thank Mr. Harris for coming on. If he's feeling well, he'll be back on again tomorrow night and the night after that.
I might be sick the next two nights. Not sure. Just kidding. Just kidding. I'll be here.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Jones V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Take a red pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.